I get older, losing my head many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine, if I've been out till quarter to three?
Hello, it's time for your Golden Bachelorette recap. This is Reality Gaze. This is Poodle here with special guests from Two Black Girls, One Rose. We have Justine and Natasha, some of our favorites. Woo!
Excited to be back.
Hey, Poodle. Excited, yes.
I'm very excited. I wanted you guys here because we haven't done a Golden Bachelor thing this season, and we wanted to do it, and there was never a time. Yeah. And since Matt's gone, I guess dressing his mother and doing a mother-son pageant in Charleston, South Carolina, mother boy. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is the perfect time to get you guys on the record about this season. Mm-hmm. Joan, her four suitors, and the season in general. I just want to start off right away with kind of just leveling just to the quick. How are we going to make ourselves okay with Chalk? How are we doing that?
What do you mean?
You don't like him?
Chalk and Noodle Soup? I don't mind him.
I don't mind him. He seems pretty harmless. No?
He gives me the willies. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I think a lot of people are fine with it. I'm just like, I haven't been. I have a theory. I got fully creeped out when y'all, because she's gonna cheat.
I mean,
it is.
Yeah, I don't see how not.
Yeah,
unless he has a secret family, like the other show we're watching,
right?
or as I said before, it happened last week, and then this week made it worse when. It was kind of like he did this kind of boom, boom. He went in and he went out and he came right back, basically the same episode where I said the dirt from his mother's grave was still in his hands. Mm-hmm. Or he smelled like formaldehyde,
She did not die that long ago. Like I have to keep reminding myself that as I'm watching too.
I feel like he flew out and got back in one day.
It seemed like that. Yeah.
And I feel like he really wants to win this thing. More than I think he's into Joan. I think that's where I worry. The other thing is, excuse me, I feel like I've never had anyone ask someone to a date where it's their late wife's celebration of life ceremony.
You talk about Chalk? Wait, his mom's?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Sorry, the mom's.
Yeah, that was intense.
It was intense. Yeah, it was a lot. That was one of those, you like bond for life after that, we said on our show.
I was like, is this manipulative? Is it like...
That's what some people were saying. Yeah. Is he the one also in insurance sales? Is that Chalk?
I could see it.
I could see sales, yeah.
Salesy, right?
Yeah.
So people are a little bit weirded out by that, I think, too.
I think I'll learn to be okay with Chalk. I think one of the most important things why I can't get past it is I've never been okay with the name Chalk.
The name. I hear you on that, Poodle. Chocolate noodle soup. I can't. What? That's not a name.
It's not.
Thank you.
It's just not a name.
Mm-mm. What? Where could this have come from? It's not a shortened. Is it Chalkington?
Right. Short for that? Short for something?
Because no mother, not even the talented Dr. Jill Cobb, which this woman went to Bosnia and she identified remains. Like this is a woman who did things in her life. Mm. Chalk?
Maybe they just messed it up on the birth certificate. That's happening.
That is
Chalk.
That is a conspiracy theory I can get behind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The U could turn into an O real quick. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take that because to feel okay about Chalk,
sleep at night.
I'm going to need to believe that there was a birth certificate mistake. just like I believe the reason that Joan left in season one was because, not because her daughter had postpartum, was because the hospital had switched the babies. Oh my God. It was like a lifetime movie. That's what I, in my head, that's what I had to go, because y'all, it happens a lot more than you think.
Switched at birth. Oh God. Yeah.
I'm like 20% of babies are switched. Yeah, it happens.
That is horrifying to think about. That shit does happen more often than we think.
Remember?
It's so crazy. I don't want to think about it. It's terrifying.
I don't know about 20%, but I just threw that out there. Yeah. But someone's, I ever since, remember like in the late 80s and 90s, there was a whole phenomenon about people being switched at birth. There was a whole like ABC Family show about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that has to happen a lot because babies all look the same.
The same.
I mean, like every white baby looks exactly the same. Every black baby looks like another black baby.
And all looks the same.
Yeah.
I know.
How different can, now if you were a different race, I think you would know.
Yeah.
You're like, when my baby came out, it was not this color. Does that happen over time?
Oh my God. Poodle, can I tell you that I was 10 pounds, 9 ounces in the
Holy
NICU.
Holy shit.
And I was in the NICU with the rest NICU. Of the babies who were like 3 pounds.
Yeah.
And they're like, God. What's this one doing here? Yeah.
What is that? Over there. Yeah.
Is this one going to eat me?
Yes. My dad said I would bang my arm against the bed because I couldn't fit in it.
And the babies cowered in fear.
Yes.
From Mega Baby, from Mega Justine.
From Mega Baby. Yeah.
That, oh my God.
What were the problems? Where was
I swallowed something when I came out. I was a C-section baby.
You were trying to eat your mother already.
You know what I mean?
You should tell everyone. Everyone needs to hear that story because I just love the idea of a huge baby in the NICU.
Ready to take charge, eat everybody. And
the baby goes, this is how things are going to go here in the NICU.
Oh my God.
I'm running this shit. Who wants to check me? What are you, 2 pounds? Come on. Who's going to check me? All right. I could riff for about a year about that. We'll just move on. All right. Let's just generally about what do you think of this season of Golden Bachelorette? Do y'all like Joan?
Yes. We like Joan.
We think she's really, I think she's really sweet. I think she's empathetic.
Yeah. I trust her.
Yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's doing the things you want the lead to do, checking in with themselves along the way. Yeah, I trust her on this journey.
She seems real.
She seems real. And it's been very refreshing. We were just talking about this on our pod too, in comparison to Jen on Jen's season.
Ugh.
Love Jen, so precious, whatever. I mean,
but those
the decision-making skills were not.
Oh,
we're not there.
She ain't got a good picker, poor thing.
No, she don't.
She doesn't listen to her gut.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, those men on that season too.
Oh my God.
I know. I mean, they really set her up just in general. So
I really do believe there was something that went something besides the guy with the B&E and the who had all the stalking. And I literally think that she went to them and say, y'all need to put me on Dancing with the Stars or I'm going to talk big time or something like that. Or they just said, hey, Jen, I know you didn't have a great experience.
Yeah.
But, can we fly you out tonight and put you on Dancing with the Stars?
Mm-hmm. A little consolation prize for ruining her life.
Because literally, seriously.
For a hot minute, right?
Yeah.
For a little season, her life was like ruined.
And I'll never forget that episode. I'll never forget her having to watch.
At the finale.
Anyway, So we like her too. The men are okay. So y'all, they're hometowns. To me, hometowns is always my least favorite because they kind of have to. Everyone kind of has to show up and be a little fake.
The same thing.
It's kind of like the same thing. And she has to meet 4. Don't they usually just do 3? 4
I
maybe
feel like it wavers sometimes, 3 or 4, depending.
What a nightmare meeting 4 families.
Oh my God.
I don't like meeting 1.
I know. And Joan really had no business meeting Jordan's family. Like,
she didn't.
Be real.
Did you guys know who Jordan was at all during the whole course of the season?
Who is Jordan? We are still wondering.
He was the one we thought was a little gay.
Really?
just a little.
Just a teensy bit. Just a touch of sugar in the tank.
Oh, man.
Well, however, mm-hmm. all that went away when I saw the tight pants he was wearing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, Jordan, I think you're my favorite now. So Joan's not a dick pig, y'all, because Jordan got the axe, which we kind of knew he would because they had no chemistry.
None.
So I want to just talk about a little bit. We go to Tahoe with Guy. Now, Guy is from Reno, but smartly, he said, we're going to go to Tahoe first because it's much prettier than Reno. Okay.
Than Reno. Yeah.
The divorce capital of the world.
Damn. Yikes.
It is.
I mean, I'm not debating that.
Divorced.
Yeah.
Yikes. He's like, it's the lake in my backyard. It's an hour away, but that's fine. Anyway, they're in Tahoe. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have been there. It's out here and mm-hmm. it's my favorite place in the world. It's so beautiful. The lake is gorgeous. So blue.
Yeah.
And,
can anyone go out on the lake or do you have to know someone who has like a house?
No, you can go out. Anybody
can go.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not like super private. It's not like somewhere in Switzerland or something where you have to know. No, it's just, I go there and like just rent a cabin and just veg out and write and mm-hmm. swim in the, the water's very, very cold.
I can imagine.
But it's because it's a glacier lake. And it's very clear. Mm-hmm. And then they're out on the boat and he basically says, you know, there's this thing that people wish on Lake Tahoe. I looked this up. I could not find anything. This bitch made this up.
It sounds like one of those places where people do those naked runs for New Year's.
It does. Yeah.
It gives that.
Yes.
Like a polar bear.
Polar plunge, whatever.
And they jump in. But he's like, what do you want? I think if you throw a penny in the lake, it'll come true. Or you just wish on it. And he's like, I want someone to spend my golden years. He's like, me too. What about me? And besides the weird restraining order thing, which we talked a little bit about Guy, it's much more complicated than the one for Gil. Mm-hmm. This was the Guy one was in the middle of a divorce. And who knows? I don't know. There is a little creepy factor to him. Some people say he gives them Jeffrey Epstein, which is really bad. I know. Just that he looks like him.
Looks, yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay,
not that he's like full John.
No. He's not going, the looks, I get it. Yeah.
He's not going full Epstein.
Yeah.
But Guy's like, I want to be happy. And I've got a lot of years left and I feel great about us. But he even says, I'm still feeling guarded. And y'all, and what we know with Joan is this is not the time to be guarded because she wants you open like a window.
Yeah, you're supposed to be dropping I love yous at this point. Or I'm falling for you at this point.
Because
so this guarded thing is not working.
The women last season with Gary were,
oh my God.
Teresa said it like episode 3.
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Very early. Yeah.
Faith said I love you to her horse, but that was
oh my God, yeah, those hometowns were absolutely crazy. Every last one of them was Nicholas Sparks, the house down boots.
Yeah.
All of them. It was so crazy.
And Faith's like, I can't leave my horse. And I was like, dig up the horse.
Yeah, right?
Cremate the horse.
That's definitely
dig
bones.
Up the horse.
The horse
take
isn't there
the horse
anymore, girl.
Wherever you go.
Yeah.
Seriously. That was the first time I'd ever heard anybody say something like that.
Me
I can't,
too.
No, it was wild. It was not everyone who owns a horse is like that. Not everyone goes, my horse is buried here.
I can't go nowhere.
Can't. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, what?
That was wild. Anyway, he's got all these siblings whose names begin with G. There's Gary, Gail, Greer, Garson. Gethsemane,
oh,
Geronimo, Gukenzie. And they're all, I always think that we have in our family, there's someone who named, they have like five kids and they're all B names. Okay. And one is, they all have names like Brandon, Brent. That's mm-hmm. all like, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. there's a little, the boy, and they decided they did not want to name him a B name. And so the father was like, no, we have to. And the mom's mm-hmm. like, no, we're going to name him Roy. And this little baby.
How are you going to break the trends, but then give him this old Roy. Dusty name? Yeah.
And so this baby named Roy.
Oh, God.
And then
Roy.
They decided to call him Buster.
No.
And so they call this child Buster.
Like they hate this child. They really hate this child. I don't know what he did to them, but.
It's a redneck side of my family. We don't really talk to them.
Oh, poor Roy.
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 Yikes. So they are, it looks like also these people have hot kids. Like his sons are hot.
Mm-hmm. And very good looking kids.
It looks like one son, Glenn, has a partner because mm-hmm. they're holding like a baby or something that, and definitely looks mm-hmm. like an adopted baby. very, 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 very expensive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gays got to shell it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like those Neil Patrick Harris children, the kind that are created in a lab.
like naturally beautiful, especially gorgeous kids. Yeah.
They planned out the genealogies.
Yeah.
That's why you look at a gay baby and you're like, wow. What did you got? How much did you guys pay?
Oh my God. Gay baby is hysterical.
Seriously, next time look at a well-to-do gay couple and go, I wonder how much they paid.
Oh my God.
Because
they got access to the good stuff.
They do.
They got the good embryos.
They're like, bring out the good shit that you're saving for like the. Anyway, and then everybody else has to get whatever they get. So he's kind of talking to his daughter, and they're like, this is all like, they're all saying, we love her, because they've met her for 10 minutes. And seems like he wants to propose. Mm-hmm. And
he's ready.
The other thing, maybe this, y'all heard this. His sister, it sounded like they airlifted her out of Appalachia. Because she was like, God, I don't know if this is good or not for you. I'm like, where are we from?
Yeah. Her accent was really strong.
What's
really?
Going on,
my goodness.
Dope sick? So that was weird for me. But then Guy says, I think I'm falling for her.
Yep.
But I says, I think. No, I love. Just I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But who gives a shit? Because we're off to Chicago, that toddling town, and it's a 2-for-1. We're seeing Pascal and we're seeing Jordan. Y'all, why is Pascal still here?
She's following the money.
That money. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That lifestyle.
Yep.
Yeah. And so she's kind of thinking, I think she could have a lot of fun with him. Mm-hmm. However, we kind of find out she's talking to his son, who is hot as well.
He's cutie.
And they're all like, she's like, has he had a lot of girlfriends? And he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that she has found. That was the tea we all needed. What is up with Pascal? He's rich. He's good looking. He has a successful business.
Yeah.
Why is he here?
The salon. Well, he's here to do business better for a salon. But I guarantee you the median age of the women he dates, 30 to 45.
Yeah. 40. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Max.
If he dated a 45-year-old woman, she looks 35.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the feel you get.
Definitely.
Him. Because he's definitely. French, y'all, and he's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's a perfect daddy. You just take him home. He can also cut your hair when you need him to.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so they go to the salon, which is a 2 floors.
I know. Like, nice. It was impressive. It was very impressive.
There's a whole fucking staircase.
Yeah.
That you go up and it looks like there's 20 fucking people working at this place.
Yes. Yeah, so
it
many
looks
people.
Successful and bustling. So I don't know why he needs more.
You're
marketing.
Right, Natasha. It was like, bustling.
It was.
There was lots of people in there. There was that was just like, oh, my I have some. I'm just I've got so much to do. Blah blah blah. My bustling. That's what I think of when I hear the word bustling. It's just like, oh, yeah. Time to work. Got to go do yeah. things.
He might be trying to open a second location. I could see him trying to okay. in LA.
Okay, yeah.
You're picking up what I'm putting down. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. That makes sense.
It's time to become a chain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a franchise.
And give it to Maximilian
and
or whatever
give
the song's
name. Give it to Maxime.
Maxime. Yes, true. Start the empire.
Follow mm-hmm. the money. And... when she was talking to Maxime, was he kind of flirting with Joan?
Yes. Fully.
Okay, yes. He was like, this is a MILF.
Fully. Yes, he gives me that his girlfriend's ages are also the same as his dad's.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. He just takes like the leftovers. Woman.
He just, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, Kim Cattrall. Like, yes. You know what I mean?
Yes, older woman for sure.
Uh-huh.
It's like, he's like, oh, because he's like, I love him because they're more experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all those bracelets, y'all. Pascal had some of them, but the more bracelets a man has on his arm, the more dates he's had in the last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can have like four or five. I one time went out with a guy who had like about 10, and they actually wow. jangled like bangles.
No.
And he did anything.
No.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not into this. It feels like I'm dating my Aunt Sheila.
right? You get out of Charming Charlie's. Like, can we not?
Oh, my God.
It's too, y'all, like Coco Chanel says, take one thing off or take four bracelets.
Edit.
Take it off. Take it off. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she says, my biggest fear is that I will pick Pascal and he won't pick me. And then there was the little boy who said, they always bring mm-hmm. on a little precocious
a cute
child.
Little kid.
And y'all, yeah. this would have been me, like just jockeying for airtime as a child. I'm like, have you kissed my grandpa? She's like, well, I have. How many other grandpas have you kissed? Sounds kind of slutty to me. anyway, so... After the thing with the child, Joan says, I have stronger feelings for Pascal, but I don't know if he's going to ever get there. Spoiler alert, he won't.
He's not.
Yeah,
enjoy,
definitely not.
Enjoy the life you have with him.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice dinners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He'll probably dick you down fine.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy life. He's not going to move. Neither are you.
Yeah, exactly. So
let's move on to Jordan. This is very short because mm-hmm, I just got to mm-hmm. say, they go and eat deep dish and then they eat rainbow cake and then have a shot.
Oh my God. Now I'm seeing more of the gay.
Well, besides the rainbow cake.
The rainbow cake.
He was trying to come out to her.
Maybe.
But no, the issue here is, can you imagine the party in your stomach? That happens when you eat
all just that deep dish cheese.
And then wash it down with a shot.
And then rush it. Wash Gross. It down with a shot.
And you're 65?
I would have chucked right there on the pavement.
Yeah.
Yuck. My reflux would have been out there. So I will say, the one thing Jordan does is he kisses her. And it looks like he's trying to slip her the tongue the whole time. But I don't think there's any chemistry. He's got a Brandi Carlile looking lesbian daughter.
Oh my God, she does look like Brandi Carlile.
She's kind of got that slick back style.
Yeah, kind of mullety style. Yes. Yeah.
She can hang. And her and so they're saying, they're telling her that my parents kind of had a hard divorce and it's, are there, and she's like, are there other, I like it how Allie is like gunning for her father to win. She's like, so are the other guys mm-hmm. more open than my dad? Because my dad could beat those guys up.
She wanted him to win so bad.
She really did. She's a competitive lesbian. and so he even says, I really do wish I could be more vocal about my feelings. I guess I could be when I talk to her. And she's like, do I take a leap of faith? And I went, choose that dick, because he's hung. See in his pants.
Jordan is very good looking. Doesn't his voice trip you up? He's allegedly 61, but he sounds like
he's in 35.
His 20s or 30s. Yeah, it's weird.
He's interesting to me because we thought he was a little gay, but I think it's that he just has aged well, mm-hmm. and he feels kind of young, mm-hmm. and he's not, I don't think he does TV very well. Because you're not really getting that much.
Yeah. But
the other side of that is Chalk, who shares everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To the point
Chalk has I feel like he's gotten media training or something. Now that I think about it, he does seem so polished and ready for this show.
It's almost like he did some coaching. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, and that whole, the guys over at Game of Roses said that when he went over, remember the bowling alley, and he mm-hmm. put her arm around him, put his mm-hmm. arm around her. They're like, mm-hmm. play of the game. mm-hmm. Because he basically just pissed on her and said, mine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, no, we don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And that, I think she likes that. I think she likes someone mm-hmm. who's take charge.
Yeah.
And he's a little possessive, which I don't love. Mm-hmm. And I also said, by the way, I've called him on a podcast. He's what I would call a shoulder rubber. And it's where those guys in high school who's like, your shoulders look tight. Can I rub them?
Ooh, yikes. Oh,
cringe.
And they're kind of always wanting to touch you, their shoulder
just
rubbers.
Just want to touch. Yeah.
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 And he's always kind of got a touch of the shoulder rubber to him. I need to get over this because I need to get on board the Chalk mm-hmm. train because it's happening whether I like it or not.
Or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to watch it for another 3 episodes and the reunion. Yo. So I need to
the reunion
or whatever the fuck it is.
Hopefully it's not a wedding. I really hope it's not a wedding.
No.
Do not force these people to get married on camera.
Joan is smarter than that. She's not doing that shit.
She is so much smarter than that.
Yeah,
and
she's not doing that.
Joan, I gotta say, Joan has ran this whole show like a boss.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's like, yeah, I don't want to do this right now. I need to tell Mark that before the rose ceremony that we don't really have any chemistry and he's going to be the Golden Bachelor. although there was some kind of fake thing out that saying Jonathan was the Golden Bachelor, the next Golden Bachelor.
We need him to be the Golden Bachelor.
I mean, I would love that.
Okay, when he went left in the limo, wasn't he literally winking in the camera? Like, I'm ready for my love story.
He would be good. I just don't think anyone wants young kids.
I know his kids were young.
Oh,
and every time I'd be there, because even Joan was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. That could have been a huge reason why she sent him home.
It was for me. Yeah. I was like, yeah, those kids are young. Yeah. And that wife is in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that's inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're in Iowa. They're in
You either need to be divorced or their wife needs to be dead. Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm. sharing, not sharing custody.
Yeah, no sharing, no parental custody.
Nope. Nobody, I'm selfish. I get this to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the whole Chalk thing, I'm going to ask you guys one thing. Was it a little weird when he said, we're here at my friend's ranch? Where's your house?
That was inflexing.
I know.
Where's your house?
but that is true. Where is your house?
This is nice. And we didn't even get to go to your house. We stayed at your friend's ranch the whole time.
Yeah.
Is your house a divorced dad apartment in Whispering Pines?
Oh, no.
In those mm-hmm. you know, those apartment complexes named things like Ramsgate mm-hmm. or or Pine Gables.
Yeah,
and Pine Gables.
It's where the divorced dads' apartments, they should just call themselves Divorced Dad Manor. Is he still living in Divorced Dad Manor?
He probably is. Probably smells like Chick-fil-A.
Yes, but even though that's true, even though his wife did die, I feel like he would move into a Divorced Dad Manor. So they are, he's like, well, my dad is here, and so is Kathy's dad, and we decided to celebrate my mother's life. And I was like, this is heavy as fuck.
This is a lot of chalk. This is a lot.
And here's the other thing. This is me being super cynical. Was it production who's like, hey, Chalk, buddy, boss, I know your mom just kicked it, but can we celebrate her life and like have Joan like come in? Or was it worse? Or is it worse? Did Chalk say, hey, Mr. Producer Man, how about we do a thing for my mom? There's nothing she would have liked more. Can we get eight cameras?
Oh God.
Either way, the conversation goes, it's so slimy. It definitely happened the conversation though.
I know. And that's how gross I am and cynical, but that's where I went. Cause y'all, this franchise is the fakest of all franchises. And I love it for that reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Nadia Fiance is now the fakest of all franchises.
Oh, no.
But Bachelor, especially for about 8 years now, has been the fakest. Yeah. And that was the first thing I thought of when they were putting a tree together. And this woman was spectacular. She had done so much in her life. And I was like, but why is this? Usually the celebration of life, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I haven't been to enough. Usually they're a little bit later, so people have processed some grief. So everyone's not weeping openly.
I felt for that daughter. I was like, I would not have been able to go.
Definitely not.
Usually
with cameras?
Yes.
Nah, I'm not doing this.
Usually you wait a little where you can do a tree and you don't have people wailing. Mm-hmm. So then later on, I thought it was really interesting that we meet the late wife's father. Like we're meeting all these people who have strong relationships. And Joan's like, I've known you for 5 weeks. But it's like you fit into the family. And then his grizzled father, who's like, son, I think that you're in love with her. Because I've seen a lot in my time. It's like, I thought he was going to go like prospecting for gold.
the whistle.
Yes. And he basically says, Chalk does one of these things and tells Joan, I'm falling in love with you. And that's when I said, all right, cut print. It's over, folks. Mm-hmm. The ball game's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joan says, Chalk didn't hold back. He's all in. And I went, no!
I think there is a chance for Guy to turn this around. We said on our show, if Guy really has her swinging from the ceiling fans during the fantasy suites.
Oh, yeah.
And
if he throws down.
If he throws down and Chalk forgot his blue pills, we have a shot.
You know what?
I think so.
I'm going to keep that in my pocket. thank you for that, Justine. I needed that. I'll become okay with Chalk. I'll have to. So y'all, there's no mystery here. She chooses the three, Pascal. Pascal's just a courtesy at this point.
Yeah.
Guy and Chalk. It's down to those two. And Jordan kind of gets pushed out the door and patted on the back and goes,
yeah,
have a good time, buddy. Mm-hmm. I also said her outfits have been really great so far.
Yeah.
I did not love this sequined red thing because it just screamed Vegas to me and it didn't feel like, I don't know. It just was a little bit of a misfire. Like she'd just been shot into the heavens and she was a firework. Anyway, y'all, they're going to Tahiti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And which that's pretty exotic.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I want to.
Me too.
Of course.
any gentlemen who want to take me, more than welcome to write me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got two more episodes. We've got, we're all agreed that it's probably going to be Guy and Chalk. In the last two.
Yeah.
You said, Justine, that Guy may be able to convince her. Mm-hmm. And through prodding and poking.
Yeah. I mean, he's a doctor. He could write his own prescription. Who knows?
That is true. she's got unlimited scripts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a great life.
That's a huge perk. Yeah.
Agree. I would totally go with that. Anyway, that is the episode. Before you guys go, we have to talk about Love is Blind this season.
We must. Mm.
Holy motherfucking shitballs.
Bro.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Definitely messiest season we've ever had. Which to me is, I don't know, Charlotte was really messy too.
Charlotte was really messy and on camera messy. This is like behind the scenes messy, which is so strange.
Yeah, that's so true. It's kind of a tamer season because the finale was super mild, but it's all the shit happening off camera. Yeah.
And when y'all, tell me what was going through your head when you were watching Tyler marry Ashley.
Oh, God.
And we haven't seen anything, obviously. It was like Greek tragedy for me. Like the audience knows something.
Yeah.
The audience knows he's about to marry his mother and he's just killed his father. The audience knows all of it.
God. I know.
But the people on stage don't know. Mm-hmm. And we're screaming. Mm-hmm. Don't marry the fucker! He's a liar!
So distressing. Oh my God. And also very distressing was watching her, I think, when she was getting ready, I guess, for her mom and sisters, she said, like, I have really good intuition, or I really trust my intuition. Like, they got that little sound bite that came and bit her back so badly. Yeah.
You need to go to school or something. They need to teach you how to use that better. Because you have none.
The
problem is she's so marriage crazy. And she wants to be a wife so bad.
So badly.
And that kind of, and it turns into desperation.
Blinded her.
It completely did.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I felt for her because I really liked her. I really liked her.
I like her too.
So. And, but boy, that was like watching that made me physically ill. At the end, we actually said we were confused at the wedding too. With the praise dancers.
Oh, my God.
And both of us went, it'd be one thing if she was a dancer, but a lot of people said, sometimes they do that in some black churches. And I was like, but at the wedding?
At the wedding? I've never seen that at a wedding.
Never at a wedding.
No.
You'll
see it on, like, Youth Sunday.
Yes.
When the kids are running service.
Right.
At a wedding?
Youth Sunday.
Yeah.
I was pretty appalled by that. I'd never seen anything like that. I'm happy we had Garrett and Taylor. They're two of the most, I thought, emotionally intelligent people who've been on the show in a while.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I love them. I love his glow up. You can tell she's like, we're getting you a skin regimen. We're getting you a haircut. I'm picking out all your clothes from now on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's running the show.
And you know what? I would not, and she is a boss bitch and I love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's probably one of my favorite contestants we've ever had too.
Same.
I have to go back to like Lauren or... who else did I love? Not a lot of them, actually.
Slim Pickens.
I know it is. Yeah. Slim.
Yeah.
But Brett, I loved. I really loved.
Oh, Brett and Tiffany.
Brett and Tiffany were great.
Yeah.
That was one of those like that was one of those things. If you told me something bad about either one of them, I'm like, don't you fucking say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better not happen.
For sure.
But no, they were great. And so supposedly. Mm-hmm. We're also going to get Leo and Brittany on this reunion.
Do you have questions about them? I have no questions about these people at all.
I don't have any questions. Yeah. I feel like it's shitty for them to bring them up here if we didn't follow them.
Yeah. Right.
What's the point?
I also need to hear an actual reason from production why they didn't follow them. And yeah, it's not because you didn't have enough cameras.
Yeah.
That's not the reason.
Yeah.
I think if someone said, I kind of got skeeved out that someone might be assaulted, that's a reason. That's a reason. Or, it kind of freaked me out how she was running from him like the cat from Pepe Le Pew. That would be a reason.
I mean, yeah. She
not
was
that fully. We didn't have cameras.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
That's absurd.
I know.
Come on. You just paid for all these people to go to Mexico. What's one more couple?
Yeah.
And you chose, and you probably could have seen that Alex and Tim weren't going anywhere either.
Say those two, please.
Yeah.
Could have from their meeting, you could tell
I know.
They were not going to work out.
And you could tell because she was napping most of the time. I got to say, I stand for naps, and she should not be persecuted for one week.
Oh my God. You're Alex apologist.
I am. And I think if you would talk to someone's parents for 4 hours, I think a nap is totally warranted. But Tim is all about respect, and you need to respect him. And I never liked her anyway, but boy, both of them rubbed me the wrong way.
Same.
That was just something kind of like unlikable about both of them. And I'm not expecting it, but I want Hannah to get her ass handed to her.
No,
I do too. I'm with you, Poodle.
Justine, are you a Hannah apologist?
Sure am.
Yes, she is.
Let's I'm proud. I'm the only one. Me and her mom, maybe.
Population one.
All right.
Yeah.
Just me.
I'm so ready to see what energy she's bringing to this reunion.
I think she's not going to get in. I think they're not going to come for her. I think a lot of people watch that and say she's a strong woman. Mm-hmm. She was honest. She was. I watched and said what she said is honest was she's rude.
Yeah,
she's rude and she's mean spirited, and she loves to watch. She loves to humiliate people.
Yeah.
And she's crueler than I've seen a contestant be in a long time. Do I think she's funny sometimes? Yeah.
Because Nick was ridiculous at times.
Nick was ridiculous and did not need to be on that show. He did it for clout.
Yes.
And
he did it for that flailing real estate career.
Oh boy. As soon as he set up his real estate, I went, of course you are. Anyway, it's been a season. I don't know how to feel about the fact that Steven is going to be there with Monica, and
oh my God, I forgot
he's going to be there. And I don't know if he's, I still kind of want to know what happened. And I really want to know how you can text someone and you're drunk in the middle of a sleep study.
I want to know all those things too.
So many elements.
So many. It's like thing on top of a thing on top of a thing. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what you said, because I'm a gay guy, and our kink is standards are different than everybody else's. So I need to hear what you said. I'm like, that's fine, honey. He was fine. He just wanted to be in a sex sling and being pegged with a zucchini. It's fine.
No issue. Right.
Monica, you down for that, right?
She doesn't need to be with anybody right now either. She needs to find a wealthier man.
Yep.
She needs to find a man who likes, who won't. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe Leo.
Just yes.
Maybe a Leo. All right.
True.
Yeah. She needs to, this was a real rogues gallery of cast.
Mm-hmm. It was a very eclectic cast.
Yeah.
One of the most eclectic we've seen, I feel like.
You're an apologist for Hannah. I'm a Britney apologist, and I always will be.
Nice.
From the things when Britney walked in, like, I just told Leo I had to pee so bad.
Oh, fuck.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm an awful person. but she meant to do all of it.
Yeah.
I still say, and the things that Britney said on the screen, she's like, I don't feel comfortable saying I love you. You just got engaged.
You just got engaged, girl. Did the pink Sharpie on the her letter to him, did it kill you? It killed me. That Barbie pink Sharpie.
Everything
on that
about
wide ruled notebook paper, I live.
I need her to be on The Real Housewives of D.C.
Yes, absolutely.
I would watch that.
Nan husband to be seen.
Yes.
Real Housewives cast.
Yes.
Yes.
Or they can just throw her as a friend of on Potomac.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't know any of the women. I don't
care. Ashley's friend.
Yes. Ashley's friend. That makes sense. Yep.
Y'all, thank you so much. Justine, Natasha, Two Black Girls, One Rose. Tell us where we can find you. I know y'all cover Bachelor, Love is Blind. Anything else?
Sex and the City. We're doing a rewatch.
God.
We're on season 2, episode by episode. It's been a lot of fun.
You know?
So yeah, check it
out.
I
have never seen a full episode of Sex and the City all the way through. I am the worst gay man. I know.
Why?
It's shocking. Because it's too much now and I can't start.
You're overwhelmed by it?
I'm overwhelmed. I'd have to watch the whole thing. And I think it was a product of its time. And I have to go back and now, because now you're looking at back through a nostalgic lens, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Now, and I'm not a Sarah Jessica Parker fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah.
But that's... Yeah. But like, I'm like the only gay man who's never seen it. So like people make jokes and I'm like, I don't get it.
Oh my God.
Also, I don't love puns. I don't love.
Oh,
don't
well
love
then no.
Puns.
Yeah. Okay. Not for you then.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Y'all tell us where we can find
you. Find us on all podcast platforms. And then you can also join our Patreon, patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose.
Thank you guys so much. I cannot wait.
Thank you.
Cannot wait for this season and what it has. Will it be Guy by a very short margin, or will Chalk start rubbing Joan's shoulders?
Forever.
So much.
Forever.
Will Chalk rub Joan's shoulders forever?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.